Oh, and we're off for ladder 24.
Yo ho ho.
Back with young Peter.
Yes, young
from
Peter.
From his little sojourn. I can't even say the word. What's that word people go away and say they're on a little
holiday?
Holiday.
That's it.
Find another word. That's another way of describing it, really, isn't it? You're back with us. You're glad you're back, though, are you?
Nice to be back, as you, Shawnee. Nice to keep an eye on things, what's going on here.
Where have you been ticking over?
Well, it's gone downhill. I hear
No, David's kept your seat very warm.
So I hear.
Yes, he's even wiped it clean as well afterwards. Makes it even better, really, doesn't it?
But it's nice to be back here to keep an eye on you lot and see what's been going on in good old Blighty.
Jolly good fun we've been having.
Good.
You brought some crap weather back with you, haven't we?
Yeah, we must say
where you've been. You've been to India, though.
India. Jolly good.
Was the weather all right over there? Or was that boring? That's not about the weather. Is that boring?
Very, very good. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Good.
I was driving around chasing tigers on a motorbike for a while on an Enfield Bullet. And then my girls came out and we had a family holiday. And yeah, we had a lovely time. Thank you. But it's nice to be back now. And I'm enjoying the inclement weather we're experiencing at the moment. It's really horrible, isn't it? It's really wet.
Well, we're not here to talk about weather. No, that's really boring, isn't it? We're at Ladder 24, 29th of November, 2012. And that's what you're hearing when this comes out on Thursday. And we've got loads of music. And we've only got one interview in this show, though, because I've been lazy. Is that all right? Can I occasionally be a little bit lazy?
Yeah, I'll forgive you.
I think you're forgiving. We got Post 12, band from Highworth, Swindon Highworth band, punk band from over there, and they're going to be in interview for this week's show. But we're going to be starting off with actually one of our favourites, somebody who's in one of our earlier shows going back many months now. We've got Scott Gordon.
Scott Gordon?
Yeah, you know that band? Yeah, we used to mention him all the time, didn't we?
He's live in Scott Gordon acoustical sessions. Yes, of course.
He organises those down in Oxford.
Good.
Anyway, we've got Scott, and he's got a track called Let Me Share in Yours.
On with
it's such a happy music, really, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it has a nice little lilt to it.
Even if you have no idea what it's singing about, it still sounds happy, doesn't
it? Yeah, no, that's very, very enjoyable. Yeah. So, have you heard the rest of his EP?
Eventually sent me a copy of his EP.
Is it all kind of a similar?
Yeah, it's all that. How can I put it? Strumbling music, as he calls it, really.
What's he call it?
Strumbling.
Strumbling.
I think that's the name he seems to attach to everything he does, really. Strumbling. Yeah, strumbling. And that EP is called Drumming. Drum and Strumbling. Demo and Strumbling is called. That's the name of his EP.
Oh, nice stuff. Okay,
Scott Gordon stuff. Band.
That's Scott Gordon. And where's he playing? Has he got any gigs coming up? Got the acoustical thing?
No, he still does his live and acoustical sessions down at on Osney Island.
What's it called?
The Hollybush on Osney Island in Oxford. That's every other Wednesday.
So when's the next one?
12th of December.
You want to get down there?
Do you want to pop down there? It's really good.
12th of December.
Or get in touch with him. Do a good game there. You'd love it. Have something different down there.
Yeah, no, it'd make a change, wouldn't it? Well, anyway, everyone, that's Scott Gordon. Well done. Scott Gordon Band.
Was there a bit of mandolin in there, do you reckon?
Yeah, it was a bit of something around in the background, wasn't it?
Philippine.
Yeah, Philippine.
A boy called
Philippine plays the mandolin or banjo or
right,
you know.
Okay.
So Philippine. So, okay. Yeah. But no, it was nice, very nice.
Anyone's interested, we did an interview with Scott, one of our early shows. show four back in February.
Good Lord, show four.
If you want we've been dragging on now.
One of the classic shows.
Have they been classic shows? Maybe we should do a greatest hits show.
Yeah.
Go into it, pull it all together.
Greatest hits. Yeah, that'd be entertaining. Good stuff. Okay, what's next, Sean?
We got a word from one of our sponsors.
From the Ladder Factory, coming to you from the hysterical market town of Farringdon.
Oh, yeah.
Would you like to see rare endangered species up close? Feel the texture, see the shimmering colours, smell the aroma of Mother Nature's near-extinct exquisite creatures, and eat them? Well, you can at the world-renowned Gourmet Alla Dodo, Farringdon's most exclusive restaurant to the discerning palate. Featuring panda liver pate, white rhino steaks barbecued over 300-year-old Cuban mahogany. Or perhaps you fancy fish, why not try our blue whale and Yangtze River dolphin seafood platter? Or then again, maybe albino Siberian tiger fritters topped with a poached golden eagle's egg, or two. While you wait to enjoy this sumptuous meal, why don't you savour our tastefully decorated restaurant with our Iberian-linked rugs, only 36 of these magnificent cats... only 33 of these magnificent cats are in existence. Or maybe allow yourself the luxury of being cocooned in one of our six oh-so-soft panda fur armchairs. Then meet Gareth, our stuffed mountain gorilla. To enjoy a meal, we provide only the finest Indian ivory-handled cutlery, recently culled from a small herd of baby bull elephants in the most deprived area of northern India, and feel just a little good about yourself after all the sale of these rare tusks fed a whole family of three for lunch. And from the Galapagos Islands, courtesy of Lonesome George and his previously undiscovered mate Georgina. Well, not actually undiscovered, but where would one be? Where would one restaurant like this be without a small retainer for a conservation warden or two? Yes, 100-year-old Lonesome George provides the tortoiseshell napkin rings, an absolute essential requirement of any meal at Gourmet Alla Dodo, where you can feel at one with Mother Nature's most endangered species. And just to ensure nothing goes to waste, after all, we are very aware of our impact on the environment, minimal as it is. All drinks are provided in hollowed-out rhino horns. So book now and savour the last few remaining delights of these exquisite, rare creatures. At Gourmet Alla Dodo, Marketplace, Farringdon. Komodo dragon skin doggy bags can also be provided.
Oh, very good. Well, everyone, that was lovely. Now, I'm about to introduce the next band. And their Honesty Shattered Dreams. Is that what they're called, Sean?
That's the name of the song.
Honesty, that's right. That's what I knew that.
Honesty is the name of the song.
Honesty is the name of the song, of course.
It's good just somebody made some notes.
By the band Shattered Dreams. And I believe they're from Whitney, Oxford stroke Oxford. Fucking hell. I fucked that right up. Honesty is by a band called Shattered Dreams from Oxford. Yes. Oxford. Yes?
Yes.
And they claim to be a punk pop band. Is that right, Sean?
Yeah, well,
they seem much heavier, I've got here. Although
you're reading my notes, aren't you?
DH vocals. What's DH mean?
You can pick up your own notes. Doctor you're pinching all my notes now, aren't
what's
you?
What's DH?
I'll tell you afterwards, mate. You can tell me.
Yeah, anyway.
That's why I deliberately put DH there, because if I wrote the whole thing, you would just pinch it. So they're my notes to myself.
Anyway,
so
seamless. Seamless.
So that was
Shattered Dreams.
You worked it out now, then, have you?
Yeah.
I knew this band all along, didn't you?
And the track was called Honesty. And now, tell me, Sean, DH vocals. What were you referring to?
Well, I think she sounds a little bit like Debbie Harry.
Ah.
Yeah. Because I would have written the whole lot, but you would have pinched that.
I would have done. Yeah. No, she does. Yeah. No, you're right. I understand what you're saying now.
But on their website, they put themselves down as a punk pop band, but. That's a lot heavier than punk, isn't it?
It's quite metally, isn't it?
Very metally. Definitely some of the intro. Definitely almost just heavy, really.
Yeah, because the vocals vocal's quite attitudey. But yeah, I mean, if that was mixed differently, you probably get it could be sound like anything really. But yeah, it's good song. Actually.
Yeah. Nice. Unfortunately, I'm banging the microphone now. Sound. That's going to really come out badly. Unfortunately, they've got no gigs coming up. I don't think at the moment.
What?
I know. I know. One of my pet hates, isn't it?
What's it say on their Facebook?
Not much, really. A big blank. Okay. No, I think they have been doing some gigs, but just cut off the date before we could do the show, and I don't know what those historical gigs are. It's not worth mentioning,
if anyone from Shattered Dreams out there listening, let us know when you're playing next, and we'll let our listener know. Okay?
Yeah.
Good stuff. Right, what have we got next?
Well, we're going to go our first and only interview in this show. I went over to Highworth the other day to see a band called Post 12,
okay,
who sent me some music ages and ages ago, and then I lost it, and then I found it, and then I lost the contact details, then I found that. So it was dragged on for months, but eventually got around to interviewing them. So I went over to see Nicholas, Callum, Ash and Tom. This is Post 12. I interviewed Post 12 from Highworth Swindon Band. All right, here this evening I'm chatting to Post 12, Highworth Band, Highworth Swindon Band. What's the band? Highworth Swindon Band? Is that the best way of describing what you are?
Yeah, probably. Half of us are Highworth and half Swindon, really.
Yeah. Which half, top off or bottom half? No, okay. All right, so yeah, here I'm chatting to Post 12. We played one of your tracks a couple of months ago, I think, wasn't it? Eventually, once I found it and then lost it and found it again. You've been quite busy, haven't you, in the last couple of years? You've been together a couple of years, is that right now?
Just over a year now. We started May 2011. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've always been together, we're family. But Tom, we found him in Holmes Music Shop and... it all started off.
Was he doing anything though? He just found him there.
He was sat in the corner, No, he put his advertisement up to say he wanted to join a band and we needed a drummer, so gave
drummer
him a call.
Drummer looking for band looking for drummer.
Yeah.
A match made in heaven, is it?
Yeah, it's a bit of a romance going on there.
Absolutely, right, okay. And so you've got one EP out. Is that right? What's that EP called again?
Bomb Scares.
Bomb Scares, all right. And that's one we played a track from before, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. But you got some new stuff you're putting together soon, is that right?
We've got another four tracks needed to record and hopefully going to build on from that and get an album out soon.
An album? That's ambitious, isn't it?
We need an album.
Yeah. You got the money for that then, have you?
We can find it from somewhere.
Shall I ask where you're going to get the money from? I don't know. But you've got some more gigs coming up here in December, haven't you?
Yeah, we've got some on Sunday 22nd.
Second, okay. And where's that going to be? Where's that going to be?
That's at the Swiss Chalet.
Right, okay.
And then...
Is that your own gig or are you with somebody else?
It's one that we've been invited to. They put an ad on Facebook not long ago. Mm-hmm. And... I replied to them, they didn't reply back for a long time, so I didn't think we'd actually got it.
A bit like us then, really.
Yeah,
wasn't
it? And then all of a sudden she'd come back to us, said, do you still want to play? I was like, yeah, sure. So they just put us down last minute. So.
All right. Is it one of those gigs where you get to play all your own stuff, or have you got to chuck in the covers to
Get the audience going? Yeah.
Feeding your own first. Songs now and again, is it?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So what covers would you be doing in your set? How would you describe what your music is and what's the best way of.
Our sort of music is sort of pop punk, old school Green Day sort of sound, right. But thrown in with a bit of the old undertones, a bit of the Clash sound,
Buzzcocks.
Yeah, Buzzcocks. They're the sort of covers we like to do.
Yeah.
I mean, you got Teenage Kicks and Ever Fallen in Love by the Buzzcocks.
Good songs. Yeah,
it's great to get the crowd going. Yeah. Then we throw a couple of Green Day covers in there as well.
Right.
You know, keep everyone happy then. And,
so that's the music that you'd be writing as well, is it?
That's the sort of style.
Okay. And who's we just checked before we went recording, how do you put your songs together? Who does what then? Is it
So I normally write the lyrics first.
Okay.
We'll sort of get some lyrics up together and then we take them to the practice session. We sort of put some chords to them, mm-hmm. some backing music and everything to them, some drums and everything as well.
And then,
you've got to include the drum, haven't we?
Usually I just make it up.
The drummer's got the beats for us, and then that's it. Then it's sort of practice them a few more times, then just you got to take that step where you put them into the set list.
Yeah, sure.
And always the first time you play them at a gig, it's a nervous time, isn't it? I mean, it's sort of that.
Especially when I usually get a line wrong or something. You just got to keep playing, yeah. Yeah.
No, but nobody else knows. It's the first time.
No, so no.
Has he made it up or is it? Just mumble a little bit, can't you? Yeah. The bits you don't know.
Yeah.
So what else is coming up? What if you're looking ahead to maybe January next year or even further afield? I mean, do you look into next summer?
February,
or?
Actually. We've got a massive gig we're hosting again for cancer research.
Okay.
We've done one last year, which got £500.
All right, that's
we're looking
good
to
result,
double
yeah.
it this time, possibly at the Furnace in town centre.
Okay.
It's one that we've already started planning.
That's you're going to be inviting a number of bands to come
in? We've invited, there's three other bands. Okay. My little brother's band might be doing a little something as well. I'm not sure yet.
Which so what are the bands you've invited so far?
Days on Juno, quite good friends of ours. There's a band called Full On, we've never heard them before, so I've got to listen to them first.
Okay, and so you haven't quite invited them yet then, really, have you?
Well, no, we've got to listen to
them.
They're
on the list.
They're on the list, okay. And then Tides of Change as well, which is a close friend to us as well.
Yeah.
Always doing things for us, and we're always doing things for them as well. So,
oh, brilliant, great. All right, so tell you what, you can introduce what's the song you want to choose? Because we got your music, so what are we going to go out with then? Name one of your songs you want us to go out with then, we'll go with this interview.
Time Waster, I reckon.
Yeah,
Time Waster. I mean, you might have to do a little bit of a cut on it.
it's got a bit of bleeping,
yeah.
Haven't you heard from the Ladder Show? We don't do any bleeping.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Great. All right. Thanks a lot for that. Really appreciate chatting to you a lot.
Yeah,
cheers.
Thank you.
Hey, you. I think I know you, but I hate you. So jog on.
Well, I don't know about you, but that language is absolutely shocking.
That's terrible. We'll have to do some lots of bleeping there, won't we, really?
Fuck's sake.
Mr. Blue Rinse Brigade from Tunbridge Wells will be calling in about that, I think.
Yeah, I should hope so, too. Dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. Oh, well, well done. That was post 12.
That took me back. That to me is punk rock music, isn't it? That really took me back to 1976, 77. What
right.
do you think?
Okay, yeah.
Did you feel that? Did you pick that up?
Yeah, maybe. I definitely
a strong feel of the original punk music as I would have thought it would have been anyway.
That was Time Waster and from the EP Bomb Scares, is that right?
Yeah, we did play a track of theirs. Might be one of the shows you weren't with us, actually.
Might have been.
Yeah, a couple about.
I've missed a couple.
You have missed one or two, haven't you? You have been absent.
Yeah.
An absent semi-absent, semi-landlord.
Man. I'm a busy man, you see.
You are, aren't you? You are.
I'm flitting around the world making deals, you know, cutting deals and things are going down.
Cutting in deals in India. I'm not too sure if that's all those things need to sort of come together, really. No. Were you checked by customs as you came in, were you?
No.
Did they put the rubber gloves on when you came back?
They went out. They did.
Bend over, Pete. We've got something for you.
Yeah, they tried to, but I haven't done it.
There's nothing up there, though, is there?
No, nothing worth Nothing worth selling. Right, so that was, post 12. And then when they got some gigs, Sean, what they got?
Yeah, they're playing the Swiss Chalet in Swindon on the 2nd.
Swiss Chalet in Swindon?
Is that
the Swiss Chalet in Swindon?
Are you doing your Sean Connery Bonds impression there, are you?
Is that a fundraiser or something, Sean?
No, it's not. No.
Where's that? That was another gig
they're
doing.
That's another gig they're planning in February. You're trying to read your notes as you're going along, aren't you, really? This is how much preparation we do for this show, isn't it?
Is that the furnace, Sean?
They might be. I think it's planned. They haven't decided yet. In February, they're going to do one for cancer research. They did one earlier the year. As it said in the interview, raised 500 quid and put another one together in February next year.
What's interesting is they're doing a February fundraiser at the furnace, all F's, and then they're doing the Swiss Chalet in Swindon on a Sunday, all the S's. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, Chalet actually begins with CH, but...
But it's the way I pronounce it. It could be shush. Okay, well done, everyone.
That's that.
Post 12, over and out.
We are Post 12, and we love listening to From the Ladder Factory.
FromTheLadderFactory.com, where all the music is ethically sourced and organically grown, for your listening pleasure and well-being.
Good. Nice.
Well, we got some music from somebody who, unfortunately, I know nothing about.
Oh, who's that then?
Paul Brennan from Whitney. Well, I do
know nothing about Paul Brennan from Whitney.
I know his name.
Get out.
And I know where he's from. But that's about the limit, unfortunately.
You do know something about the man.
Well, yeah, he did send me some music. And he said, can you play it? And then I haven't managed to find anything else about him, unfortunately.
Well, you're making the assumption Paul is a man.
Yes, I am. I mean, it could be Paula.
Well, yeah.
Paula with the age sort of dropped off. Yeah. Well, let's listen to what he's got to say.
Or it could be Pal. Pal Brennan.
Let's see what he's got to say for himself anyway.
Pal Brennan from Wendy. Here we go.
Tries to sleep and hopes that she's alone. Once she's home, so shy that she never makes a sound. Tonight she hopes he's on the town. She tries to get a signal, but she's so far underground. So sits and waits and hopes that he comes down. He comes down. Why do we hide our feelings inside and wait for someone else to go ahead and make the move? Act like you've got nothing else to prove, and they pass you by and haven't got a clue.
Yeah, I really like that as well. Yeah, I'd love to be able to have a bit more to say about him, really, but unfortunately I've got nothing to say.
You know nothing about the man.
I know nothing about the man.
Nothing at all.
There's a big blank there in my head. I did send him a message last night saying, are you up to anything?
Saying I love you.
truly love you.
And he'd say, fuck off.
He more or less effectively said that. He did say, my EP is available to be purchased from iTunes and what's it, Rapture, the shop in Whitney.
Oh yeah,
yeah, music shop. Do support your local music shops. Go and buy it from Rapture.
Yeah,
I'm not going to tell you the iTunes link.
iTunes, no.
Yeah, no. Go and buy it from Rapture and keep these shops
that
going.
That was called True Love Waits. Is that right?
Yeah,
Paul,
yeah.
That was good. Good snare sound. I wonder if that was a sample, Paul. If you're listening, please let us know whether that was a little drum loop you had or you actually recorded that summer, because that sounded good.
It was, the whole thing was good production, wasn't
it? It was good.
Yeah, I was really impressed with that. I think the EP's got about 3 or 4 tracks in it, so I'm going to have to dig something else out.
Check out Paul Brennan.
Put something more on there. Ladies, as long as we know a bit more about him, of course, then.
Good. Well done. Lovely. Well, that was good. Okay, then. Nice.
Local bands, original music from the Ladder Factory.
We're going to admit now, this little section is a slight re-recording because we had to, because somebody, not be me, started off incorrectly. Shall we say that? This is really professional to even admit it, but I'm not admitting it. I'm confessing you. Is that
all
right?
What do you mean you're confessing me? I don't think that's correct. I don't think that's really fair or correct English. Anyway,
I know it's not, but
that
it sounds good.
The track was called Embers and the band Lest We Forget. And it was good, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. It's from their EP, Empty... No, no. EP... No, I was going to say the wrong band. Oh, I have to start again now.
Oh, fucking hell.
That's from their... No, it's from their self-titled EP. I was going to say Empty Vessels. We played a track from that EP a few months ago.
Aren't Empty Vessels the name of a band?
No. Empty Vessels is the name of another song which they did. They've done more than one song. They've done a few songs, yeah. We played one of their tracks earlier. Okay. And I think they put themselves in a bit heavy and a bit hard rock, but that seems very quite proggy to me.
Isn't it? Yeah, yeah.
Quite anthemic, and you can imagine them on a... I think they're someone who needs a huge stage.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's just as well, because I think they've played at the O2.
They have played at the O2, yeah. I think they played one of those live and unsigned...
Sort of competition things.
We have discussed that before, haven't we? Our views on such things.
Yeah, fucking racket.
How much money do you have to put in to be able to play at the O2?
But nonetheless, you know, not to be too dismissive of them.
No, music's good.
Young chaps, they're 16-year-olds, so good luck to them. That's really good. You know?
Well, I think they're 16. They sent me some music some time ago.
Years ago was when they sent you the music?
Maybe my secretarial and filing system. Yeah. They could be pensioners by now,
I
know.
They were 16 when they applied for the job.
That's right.
Yeah, they're in their mid-40s now.
They could be. Good. Yeah. That's good. I really enjoyed that. And if they got any more, we'll definitely play some more from them.
Have they got any gigs, Sean?
No.
No more gigs. Okay, well, they obviously did the O2 Arena in London and thought, that's the best they can do. No point in playing the dog and duck down the
Everything else is a come down after that, really, isn't it?
No doubt. Well, I'm sure if they'll let us know when they do have some more gigs. So that was Lest We Forget, and the track was Embers. Thank you.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
Yes, it's that time of year again when Farringdon Market Square switches on the fake snow machines and features all the festive fun of the fair and much, much more. Thomas the Tank Engine will be arriving early with a very special guest.
Oh, come and sit on my knee, little girl.
Our local stallholders will be supplying a mouth-watering variety of edible festive goodies, and there'll be a plentiful supply of that traditional Portwell hot mulled wine. The Farringdon Storyteller will be in Santa's Grotto, pulling the crowds as usual.
Little Red Riding Hood groaned ecstatically into the black satin sheets as the big bad wolf's sinewy paw snaked its way up the inside of her stocking-clad thigh.
The highlight of the day will, of course, be the switching on of the Farringdon Christmas lights. Festive Farringdon wishing you the compliments of the season.
There we go. Well, lovely. Okay. So now I'm intrigued, Sean. My notes tell me here. It says number 6, hand me the parachute / no FD. Is that Noel Falconer Dawson?
Mm-hmm.
Noah and the Pastel Frontier. My name is Noah. Is it Noah? Noah.
Well...
Noah. Or Noel.
His name is Noah Falconer Dawson.
That's a fucking other name.
I know, which I suspect why, therefore, he personally goes under the name of Noah. I don't know how to pronounce his first name. He did send me a message correcting me and spelling it out for me, how to pronounce his name, but Falconer I've lost
Dawson.
That message.
Good Lord.
So he goes from, however you pronounce it, Noe FD or Noe the Pastel Frontier, and the Pastel Frontier is the name of the band. So it's either of those things, really. Either or all three of them. It's an E with an accent. Can
that's
you do
an
E with an accent?
It's not a French. What is it then? No, Noel? Noe? Noah? Nah, Noe.
That's how he did send me a message explaining how to pronounce it.
But that's an interesting double
it vowel. It is. Yeah.
Falconer Dawson.
It's a mouthful, I think, is the phrase, isn't it, really? It's a mouthful and a half.
Well, it's a good name you got there, Noah. Noel? Whatever your name is. I like it. I like it on the written word, on the paper anyway, but...
Trevor, listen.
Shall we?
Hand me the parachute.
Share your thoughts. not schools, getting lost in cognitive abuse. I mean a pair of
Well, that was very interesting. That was some great timing in there. That was I thought that was really sloppy actually, but it was fucking great. It was really good.
Some adventurous timing, wasn't there?
Yeah, it wasn't really nailed down, but it was really good.
Yeah, as a
that was potentially brilliant, I would say.
There's a hint of XTC in some of the middle bit, wasn't there?
Yeah, and definitely Andy Partridge's sort of type. Yeah, no, it was very good. Yeah, it was very good, but I didn't think it wasn't brilliantly put together, I didn't think, but it was really, really interesting and.
No, they weren't selling themselves well, were they? Unfortunately,
but very good. I bet that. I mean, they could be either a fabulous live band or. Chaos. I don't know. Do you know what I mean? But you know, they're worth checking out. Maybe it's Noe. You could get back in touch and let us know how to pronounce your name, because that's a bit embarrassing. That's not knowing how to pronounce it. But that was very good. I'd like to hear some more.
Yeah.
That was a bit shoddy, but beautiful with it. If you know what I mean.
Well, he's got quite a few free downloads available on Bandcamp. Not that one, okay. Unfortunately. But there are some more available on Bandcamp, and the band which is Nowhere, however it's going to be, and the Pastel Frontier playing the I'm sorry, it's really unprofessional. There's somebody making some awful noises in the background
in
here.
Farting.
They're playing at the Bully in Oxford on Friday the 30th of
November. That's the Bully
in
Arms, is it?
The
Bully, if anybody doesn't know.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, down the Cowley Road, and I say number of free downloads from them, and that was Hand Me the Parachute,
because that could be quite thrilling. Oh, well done. Wow, lovely.
Okay. Well, we're coming towards the end of the show. Some friends have got a word to say to us.
Hi, we're Battleurs, and we love listening to From the Ladder Factory.
Just quickly, before we have our last track, Sean, the Battleurs, I think they're in the studio this week, in the Ladder Factory. They came in with resident producer Sam Bates.
Oh, right.
I believe they were in last weekend.
Actually, what, rehearsing or recording?
No, recording some tracks, but I haven't spoken to Sam. I don't know anything about it, but I shall find out, and no doubt we'll have something to play for them soon.
So I'd love to have some more from them. They gave me their album when they played at the very, 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 very wet Farringdon Festival.
Notorious Farringdon Festival.
That's right. But that's changing. That's changing. A new team of people are in charge now.
I hear they've got the top professional people involved.
Well, they've got one or two people involved.
I know one or two. Fucking idiots.
I'm trying to get an interview with Mel, who's the head honcho pulling that new team together. So maybe have an interview with her in an upcoming show. Maybe very soon, actually.
Well, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah. But I say we are coming towards the end of the show. Goes so fast, doesn't it?
It has gone particularly fast this week, though, hasn't it, Shawnee?
Yeah.
We've only had the one interview, I think that's why. But
Probably.
Now, who we got? We got Tash Griffiths in, is that right?
Yeah. Do you know her, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, right, because I couldn't find anything else about her.
Yeah, she does some work with my brother, Stuart Rowe.
Yeah.
And, she's a wonderful singer, Tash is. Yeah, what have you got? What have we got to
play? It's an EP which Stu sent me called... The EP Scream, and this is a track called Spell. Beautiful sort of trippy hoppy rocky trippy.
Yeah.
Was that a good way?
Stu's a bit of a wizard in the studio, knowing him he'd have made it sound beautiful. But she's a tremendous singer. And she's lovely. So anyway, that's it, ladies and gentlemen, for today. And hope you enjoyed the show. And this is Spell by Natasha Griffiths from the Scream EP, producer Light a Thief.